Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks, as always, for joining us. The sun is actually shining today, which, by the way, I think for people's health, at least here in Colorado, maybe other parts of the country where the sun doesn't shine like it does here, it's not as big of a deal. But I can tell you here that personally, and individuals I know, I think Charlie would agree, when the sun shines here in Colorado, you just feel better, period. Charlie is shaking his head, yes. So I hope you all feel the same way, and hopefully you've been able to get out and about and get after it, because from what I see, we've got a few days of sunshine, then we're back into some of this rain and pattern that we just had. So keep in mind, keep this in perspective, the state burned up last fall. I can attest to that. We had two of the largest wildfires in the history of Colorado last fall, so you know what? I am not going to complain when we get some moisture that comes in, and we can use more of it, get our reservoirs built up. So, you know, we'll take it when it comes. Well, the sunshine will eventually be here. We'll still have a really great summer. So when it does not shine, when the sun doesn't shine, we're still going to be happy and do what we need to. So today's health and wellness, as we always talk on Wednesday, this first hour, we're going to talk to a couple of different ladies. One who has invented a product, if you would. It's a company that uses a specific type of honey to heal with. So they've got everything from lotions to ointments to bandages, and it is a healing honey. We'll talk to that particular individual here in just a few minutes. And then at the bottom of the hour, women are failing a health IQ quiz. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour here as well, plus many other things to talk about in this hour as always. So Chelsea from the honey company will be joining us here in just a few minutes, though, so hang tight for her. And then Richard Battle, of course, will join us in the second hour, as he always does. We're going to talk about air rage. We'll get the definition of what that is. Barry Shore, who's always been a joy to have with us, his new book is coming out this week. He'll join us at the 4:30 mark as well. In the 5 o'clock hour, Gregory Wrightstone, who is actually a expert when it comes to, you know, climate change and debunking of such. He's got some things he wants to talk about in regards to climate crisis, not a border crisis. And then Ms. Schneider will join us at the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about inflation. I know we talked a little bit about that with Jordan Goodman the other day, but Mish will give us some real-world advice when it comes to how do you stave off and fight inflation. So we'll get into that with her as well. All right, yesterday's impossible question. And by the way, these are always on the Rush to Reason website. Ann and I had a long conversation today. We're going to promote that a little more on Facebook, but we will leave that on our website. And the reason for that, some of you may only imagine, but our site is secure. What I mean by that is I own the server that our site sits on. The Rush to Reason website's not going anywhere. I can't say the same for Facebook and some of the other platforms. So we are encouraging all of you to start going to going to the website rather than Facebook to find the things you need when it comes to the show. Ann's done a really great job of even taking a lot of what we talk about daily, transcribing even some of the conversations we have with you all as callers, and then putting that up on the website where you can go back in, it's indexed, you can find what we were talking about on a particular day, and then it goes right to the podcast that we have up on SoundCloud, you find it, and away you go. And Charlie's really good about getting those up on the server that night. I go in that evening as well, get those up, and then takes those, transcribes them, gets them back out to you either late that night or early the next morning so you can find anything that we've been talking about. And or maybe you called in and had something that you were talking about, you wanted to get a refresh of what it was, or you heard somebody else talking about something. Again, all of that is on the website. And as I said a moment ago, there's really, little to no chance of that going anywhere. Why? Because I own the server that it sits on. That information's not going anywhere. And that's why we've really kind of migrated away from Facebook in a way. We'll still put things on Facebook, don't get me wrong. But as you all know, they control a lot more of what's going on in the world. And I want to counter that the best way we can and thereby doing what we do. So yesterday's impossible question. 87% of us have at least one of these in the kitchen and about a third of us have more than a dozen. I'm unique. I have none of these. They are refrigerator magnets, Charlie. Charlie would know why I have no refrigerator magnets, by the way, because I'm anal. So I don't have them hanging around anywhere. But 87% of people out there, so I am one of the 13% that have none. But a third of the 87% have a bunch. So that's the answer. That's on the Rush to Reason website as well. Today's impossible question. This product has a lifespan of 10 years, yet 90% of them are rarely used after the first year. And by the way, think health and wellness and exercise when you answer this. This is on, again, you can go and fill this out on the Rush to Reason website. Charlie, the product has a lifespan of 10 years, I would say even longer maybe, yet 90% of them are rarely used after the first year. So think of what that might be. Answer that on the Rush to Reason website. Again, it's rushtoreason.com. Just spell it out. It's right there. You can find it. And it's right there on the front page. So just go look at it. Go click on the link and answer the question. And you'll find out how many people are thinking like you or not like you. So this product has a lifespan of 10 years, and 90% of them are rarely used after the first year. Any thoughts, Charlie, at all? And it does have to do with health and wellness, by the way. So anyways, all right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to come back in just a few minutes. We'll get Chelsea Gladden on with us. And by the way, this is a product, although also I will go ahead right now and thank them in advance. They sent me some samples. So I got some little tubes of the ointment. And I will just tell everybody straight up before I even interview her that does their product work? Yes, it actually does. And I don't know about the rest of you, but here in Colorado, the dry skin side of the fence, I mean, even I wear contacts, even my eyes, the dryness here versus when you're in a humid area. We need all the help in some of these areas we can get. We'll get with her in a minute and talk about some of the things they have going on and the healing powers of Manuka honey. That's coming up next here on the Wellness Wednesday edition of Rush to Reason. So hang tight. We're going to be right back. And Charlie, I got to look here quick. Next up, Novus Auto Glass. So speaking of healing powers, and Charlie wanted me to do a better job of explaining this. So if you go to the KLZRadio.com website, look at the Novus link and click it. You can fill out a form, and Novus will send you a, call it a windshield Band-Aid, but it's clear, so you can still see through it. I read an article today, too, by the way, and I'm going to talk about this more on Saturday when the Novus Auto Glass folks, Kent, will be with me on Saturday from Novus up in Sterling. I read an article today, though, it was really interesting, out of Jalopnik, believe it or not, talking about how technical windshield repair has gotten. Gone are the days where you go and buy a little bit of a solution at one of the parts stores, shove it into the windshield pit, and it seals up and it's all good. These windshields now have become a lot more technical because they are now, as I say all the time, a structural component of the vehicle. Thereby, you want to go with the folks that really didn't really, they did invent auto glass repair. They are still the innovator and the leader when it comes to repairing glass, and they will understand fully what I just said. We'll talk more about that on Saturday with Kent. But in the meantime, if you go to klzradio.com, fill out the Novus form, They will send you, and I take care of these, by the way, but we will send you these windshield Band-Aids. And what this does is if you get a chip and you know it's going to be a few days before you can fix it, put the Band-Aid on the chip. Why? Because of everything I just said, and the contaminants that can get down inside of that chip can really affect the quality of the repair, and we want to keep that chip as clean as possible. These Band-Aids will do just that. And they're clear. You can see through them. It's not a big deal. You just stick them on the top of the star where it's at, and away you go. So get some of these free from Novus. Just go to klzradio.com, or you can ask me directly for them as well, rushtoreason.com/Novus. Just fill out the form, and we'll get those sent to you. But you can find a location near you by doing just that, rushtoreason.com/Novus.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
All right. Real quick, before I go to Barber's Foods, Charlie just reminded me, too, that this is one of these things, that Novus Band-Aid I just mentioned a moment ago. You just throw them in the glove box. They're there the minute you get a chip. As soon as you can get pulled over and get that fixed, you do, because you don't want contaminants in the windshield. That's how we get a proper repair. But speaking of, by the way, just fantastic sponsors, Barber's Foods is one of those. Greg Bloom and the guys there, they would love to help you with all of your protein needs and whatever that is. And we are getting into that season where, you know, you're going to be grilling. You've got Memorial Day coming up, Father's Day, 4th of July. And by the way, you can stock up ahead of time on a lot of these things they've got and just have it ready to go. This will be the freshest protein you've ever eaten in your life. And I mean that sincerely. Why? Because it's all I eat. Barbersfoods.com. That's with two S's. Barbersfoods.com.
It's time to get out the grill for some all-natural, mouth-watering meats raised right here at home from Barber's Foods. For over 70 years in Colorado, Barber's Foods has stayed true to their mission to provide their customers with only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free meats from family farms they know personally. So whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the families who raise the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse, located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center, or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Wellness Wednesday. And up next, we've got Sarah Scarlett joining us, as I said earlier, who is from First Honey. Sarah, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it very much. And by the way, thank you, guys sent me some samples that I was able to actually try out and use. And not that I was amazed that it worked, but I was amazed that Honey did what it did, because I never would have thought that. So first of all, explain, who is First Honey?
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm glad that you like the products. Well, First Honey is, we are a company based from New Zealand originally. We're also here in the States. And we make and produce a first aid range of products using Manuka honey, which is a incredible honey that is only sourced from our homeland, New Zealand.
I'm going to stop you there real quick. Why?
Yeah.
Why? What makes those bees or that honey different than the rest of the world?
Yeah, well, it's fascinating, actually, because all honey has some healing properties to it. And, in fact, honey's been used for many centuries for healing. It's well documented. But about 20 years ago, a scientist from New Zealand called Dr. Peter Mullen was starting to test particular floral varieties native to New Zealand. And there is a tree there called the Manuka tree.
Okay.
And it's a bridge of the tea tree family. And natives from our country would use it for years for teas and stuff. So he basically wanted to explore what the honey from this particular flower would do. And when he put it in a lab in Waikato University, he basically discovered that it was annihilating staph. So he was actually a friend of our family, so amazing man who unfortunately is not here today to see really what his discovery spearheaded. But it's been an incredible journey. So all honey does have some healing properties. What happens in Manuka is that there is a particular agent called methylglyoxal, which essentially is unique to only Manuka honey.
Okay, so first off, fascinating story. You're also, I should have mentioned earlier, and I apologize, Sarah, you're the co-founder of this particular company. And I guess, because I know so little about this, how many companies are there out there like you that even do what you're doing? Or are you like it?
Well, when we first started, Manuka was actually a bush honey. So it was not revered at all. In fact, farmers would throw out Manuka bushes. So it's become a real growing industry in New Zealand, but predominantly it's ingestible product. So it's become one of New Zealand's biggest exports since Dr. Mullen's discovery. But at the moment, we are the only first aid company putting it on Band-Aids for consumers. So there are some advanced wound care companies. The discovery was first utilized to help heal really difficult chronic wounds, so diabetic ulcers and wounds that were not responding to traditional treatment. Okay. So there are a couple of those that are doing dressings that are in hospitals, and then for a lot of aged care people, patients that have immune issues. But we are, to date, the only consumer brand for Manuka honey.
Awesome. And again, folks, I used some of the product, and Sarah was explaining earlier that, you know, in Colorado we're very dry here, so dry skin is a problem for a lot of individuals because we just don't have much humidity. I mean, the most we get in the summertime is about 30% or so. I mean, wintertime we can get way less than that, and even when it's raining here, we just don't have a lot of moisture, and you feel it. We go to a humid place. I know myself personally. I mean, I just feel my skin and everything just sucking in the moisture that's there because we have none here. So dry skin is a really big deal here, and you have an actual ointment that helps in that. Talk about that if you would.
Yeah, and I feel you on that because we actually live in Nashville, my husband and family, and I know that's nothing compared to Colorado, but my first winter here, I don't know what it hit me. I've never experienced that dry cold. New Zealand is a very humid country. So Manuka honey, it not only acts as a natural antibiotic, but it also, and they're still testing a lot of this stuff to figure out exactly what is going on with some of the mechanics within the honey, but it basically draws moisture into the cell. So it has a circular kind of motion, healing motion to it. The difficult thing, of course, is the stickiness of it. So with a lot of our formulations, and we've gone through a lot.
And by the way, everybody listening, real quick, just so that I can make sure everybody understands, Sarah, the lotion itself, and to your credit, it's not sticky. In fact, it's not even oily like you would normally get from a lot of the heavy moisturizing, you know, lotions and hand creams. It's not oily either. And so whatever you guys have done, you've got a really great formula that works very well.
Thank you. Yeah, we've there's been a lot of trial and error to get it to that point because, of course, for us, the more honey we can get within the formulation, the better. But, you know, unless people want to walk around with stickiness all over them, there's some challenges with that. But the actual ointment is pure honey, pure sterilized honey.
And it is sticky.
That's quite crazy to see when you pull that out, that it's all you're sticking on a wound.
Yeah, it is. It's sticky. It's almost.
But you could eat it.
I was just going to say. I mean, it almost looks good enough to where you could digest it because it's that pure and it looks that good. And you put that right on I had some blisters. We took vacation last week. Did a lot of walking, Sarah, to the point where I had some blisters on one of my heels because I walked about 5 miles a day. And when you're not used to doing that, You know, let's face it, your feet can, it has to, you have to break in, you have to adjust, let's face it. And especially when you're coming from, you know, from us here in Colorado, where all year long I'm wearing, you know, winter boots and things like that. Then you put a you slip on a set of tennis shoes on vacation, you start walking like that. Needless to say, I had some blisters that I was still dealing with when I got home. And I will say that after just a couple of days of putting that ointment on my heel where I had a couple of different blisters, I don't even know they're there now. It's great.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's so exciting for us. I mean, for me growing up, my father was a beekeeper. My brother, who I founded First Honey with, is a beekeeper still in New Zealand. So for us, you know, growing up, if we fell down or got a boo-boo, the first thing my parents would say is, have you put some honey on it? So, and we talk about that a lot now, that honey really should be, well, Manuka honey, the first thing people turn to. But it's exciting when I hear stories like that and hear people starting to experience it for themselves, because I think it's difficult for people to understand how something that you would put on your toast can go on open wounds.
Right.
You know? Like there's a bit of a disconnect there.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. And that's, you know, again, this is a training process, getting people to think differently. But folks, I'll tell you firsthand, did it work? Yeah, absolutely. I'm living proof. Both products, well, bandages, of course. You know, we talk about that in a moment as well. But both of those products so far that we were talking about, Sarah, yes, living proof, it works. Now, one question I have, though, that you've kind of touched on a little bit is, What do you guys have to do to get to that medical grade 12 plus? I know that's on the website, the 12 plus. What does that mean? How do you get to that level?
So when Dr. Molin first did his test back in Waikato University, he was basically grading levels of honey. So that's against staph resistance or bacterial resistance.
Okay.
So that level is actually above what it would take to kill bacteria in the lab. So as the industry has developed, there's been a whole lot more interest, and we've had to put a whole lot of rigor around that testing, and it's been quite difficult for the New Zealand government as well to get involved. But that 12 plus basically grades it as medical grade honey.
Okay.
But on top of that, the honey has to be sterilized. So there are some issues around unsterilized honey. Botulism
sure.
is very rare, but it can happen. So all of our honey is sterilized. So not only is it medical grade honey, all lab tested to make sure that it will annihilate that bacteria, it's also sterilized honey.
Okay.
There's also some proprietary filtering processes for medical grade honey. So just to make sure that it's basically extremely pure, because you don't want to be sticking the stuff that you would put on your toast in an
right.
open wound.
Right. No, great point. Great point. No, I'm glad you said that. Now, I tried the ointment, the cream, and the bandages. Now, you've got bandages and dressings. We'll talk about those in a minute. The two things, though, that I didn't try that I'm also interested in is you have a foot rescue cream and an immunity boost. Talk about both those products as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll start with the foot rescue. That's a bit of a passion project of mine. So my mom, bless her, has just got the worst feet. I mean, that, you know, the feet that just have those deep cracks.
Yep.
That just bleed
mm-hmm.
and they're terrible. And I've unfortunately inherited them.
Okay.
So about a year and a half ago, we started trialing these products with Manuka honey in them, and I am so proud of this foot balm because I'm literally the person who's tried it all. There is nothing that works at this foot balm. So we call it Foot Rescue, and that's exactly what it is. The best way to use it is to exfoliate, to remove the extra layers of skin there, and then you wham that stuff on. Even if you have an open wound in there, some of those cracks can go quite deep.
Okay.
It will heal those up. It is phenomenal. So that's our foot rescue.
Nice.
I stick it on every night, and my feet have never been better. So I tell everybody about our foot rescue.
Awesome. Awesome. No, that's great. Again, because of the dryness that we have here, everybody listening, these are fabulous products. With everything going on, COVID-wide and all of that as well, Sarah, talk about the immunity boost. I think that's a big deal.
Immunity is, yeah. And we, my family, my kids, again, have grown up with eating Manuka honey. It's, for those who haven't tried it, it can be quite an acquired taste, I'm not going to lie. It has a slight bitterness to it.
Okay.
It tastes kind of medicinal, which I guess you would expect from something that has that in it. The immunity is an ingestible product, so we're looking at actually really increasing that range out, but this is our entry at this point into this place. So basically, you can take that however you best enjoy honey, but it will just give you an all-in immunity boost.
Okay.
Throat, gastro problems. It's just an incredible all-rounder, really. That's just honey in a pot, raw manuka honey.
Nice. Okay, and again, they have healing bandages as well, folks. They're infused with the honey. That's an easy one. You put it on like you would a Band-Aid, or if you're going to put any of the ointment on, you'd want to put a Band-Aid on top of that as well, because, again, it's going to be sticky otherwise. Last but not least, Sarah, how do folks buy the product?
Yeah, well, you can find us on Walmart. We've just launched in Sprouts, and we're on Amazon and on our website, which is firsthoney.com.
Perfect. Sarah, it's been a joy having you. You're welcome anytime. You guys have some great products. Yeah. If you have anything else new that comes out, be sure to contact me. I'll get you back on. I'm a believer. I'm going to use it. This is great stuff.
I'm so pleased, and we definitely will. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much, Sarah. This is awesome. So, again, co-founder of First Honey. Sarah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
You bet. Take care. And that is firsthoney.com. You can learn more about it. But, again, as she said, they're in Sprouts, Walmart, many other places around town. If you want to buy that product, I would encourage you to do so. Geno's Auto Service is up next, folks. Now, we talk a lot about the health and well-being of us, our bodies, but your car needs care as well. In fact, it's one of the most expensive things that you can have go wrong if you don't take care of it. At Geno's Auto Service, they want to make sure your vehicle lasts as long as possible, saving you the most money. Don't forget, it's Geno's with a J, genosautoservice.com. Call them today at 303-794-6700.
Now's the time to take advantage of Geno's Napa Break Special. This month, get a $50 Napa prepaid Visa card with a qualifying Napa Breaks parts purchase of $250 or more. For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. At Geno's, their team recommends checking your brakes every 5,000 miles. Stop in this week and they'll check your brakes for free. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, the Geno's team will back up their work with Napa's nationwide peace of mind warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop off your car and pick it up when ready. Geno's continues their public service work, partnering with Hands of the Carpenter and donating work on vehicles for single mothers or women in need. Check out all their Google reviews for a good snapshot of their business. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, mobile estate planning. Folks, if your estate is not in order, which in a lot of cases it isn't, get that in order so you don't leave things in a mess for those that you leave behind. Yes, there is one thing that we can all agree on. We're all going to die someday. Sorry, that's the reality of life. Make sure you're prepared so people don't go nuts over your stuff. 720-394-6887 or find Michael on the website, klzradio.com.
You're planning a date night with your wife, trying to decide between dinner and a movie, or meeting with Michael Bailey, KLZ's mobile estate planner, to set up a will or trust and establish medical and financial powers of attorney. You could either enjoy some food and entertainment, or come face-to-face with your own mortality. It is possible to do both. Get your affairs in order now so you can carry on with the fun stuff. KLZradio.com/estate.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Freedom of mobility is inherent in a free society. The proposed transportation bill, Senate Bill 21-260, is dishonest and disrespects you and me. It is an in-run around our constitutional taxpayers' bill of rights. Fees run rampant. Billed as a transportation bill, it is really a climate carbon tax. Kim Munson here. Thursday, researcher and author Patty Kurgan dissects this terrible bill. Karen Levine shares the latest on her quest to protect private property rights. All this Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
All right, and it is bottom of the hour now. Thanks for joining us today on our Health and Wellness Edition, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Our next guest, Dr. Andrea Clemis. Make sure I say that right, Dr. Andrea. Did I do that correctly?
You did, thanks.
Thank you very much. All right, you're a Chief Medical Officer at MDVIP, and let's start there. What is MDVIP?
Well, thanks for having me today. MDVIP is the premier personalized preventive medicine company. We're a national network of over 1,100 primary care physicians. We have many in the Denver area.
Okay.
And they work with their patients to live healthier, more vibrant lives.
Perfect. Great. All right. Now, let's get into this women's quiz, a health quiz, a health IQ quiz that 94% of women failed. Let's talk about that.
Sure. You know, historically, we knew there were some misconceptions about women's health. Most women think they're going to die from breast cancer. And so we thought that we would do a survey to really understand things a little bit better. And surprisingly, we found that 9 in 10 women did not know heart disease is the number one killer of women and deadlier than all cancers combined. And, you know, it's funny because women are so worried about cancer, but they got all the cancer questions wrong.
Wow.
8 in 10 didn't know that a pap smear only screens for one kind of cancer and not all female cancers, or that lung cancer is the deadliest for women, or the risk factors for breast cancer.
You know what? And granted, I'm not a lady, but I interview a lot of people. We do this on Wednesdays. We've done an hour of health and wellness for several years now. And I will tell you that I would have got this quiz just as wrong as anyone else. I didn't know any of this either, especially the heart disease. I mean, I know heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in Americans, really in people around the world, period. But I would have thought that other things would have been higher on a woman's list of what she dies of.
Right, and that's a common misconception. And you know, the sad part is that many of the heart attacks and strokes are preventable. Hmm. I just published a study recently looking at the MDVIP network, and we saw that patients at high risk in our network had less heart attacks and strokes than if they weren't being taken care of by an MDVIP physician. So there's something you can do about it.
So it's sort of like that, the car commercial we had a moment ago, our auto shops that are with me, and I'm an automotive guy, so I understand the car thing very well. Taking care of us like we would anything else we own, especially our car, is really key.
You got it. But I think it's a partnership between
yes.
a physician and a
yeah.
patient.
Yes.
And so the other problem with all of this is medicine knowing the differences between diseases in men and women.
Right. Right. Yeah, I would not have thought, you know, I think we all have this misconception that, you know, men sit around, they get kind of lazy as we get older, we eat the wrong things, because even though, you know, mom's telling us, or, you know, our wives are telling us to do this or do that and to eat this and eat that, and maybe we do, maybe we don't, we all think because the people telling us to eat right are naturally going to be more healthy than us. But what you're saying is that's not necessarily the case.
Correct. And I think some of it is that a lot of women, especially we saw this in the study, especially younger women, millennial age group, 20 to 34, about 45% said that they feel like their concerns aren't taken seriously. They feel rushed in the doctor's office. So if you're not feeling like you're getting what you need from your physician, you're just not going to go back.
And by the way, not the right way to handle that, folks. Not at all. What else did you find, you know, in this particular survey? You know, and what I'm asking is, what other things, you know, are preventable? And maybe even things folks can just do on their own on a daily basis. What are things you found in the quiz that, again, folks just have misconception of, women especially?
Right. So, I mean, it's things like, you know, 90% of women in the survey said that their primary care doctor is important for their health. But less than 1 in 3 felt comfortable talking about topics like depression or alcohol or even menopause.
Mm.
Surprisingly, I am a woman and I am postmenopausal, and I know that I am, but even the question that we asked, are you in menopause? Are you in premenopause? Many of the women wrote they didn't know, which means they're just not even getting the right education
Got it.
To know what the definitions of things are And I think that there's a good place in medicine for learning, to doing more studies to specifically know things between men and women.
Agree.
We talked about heart disease. And, you know, many of the statin trials, you know about statins, the drugs for to lower cholesterol, most of those trials had 80% men in them. And so how can you really say how it affects a woman
when two out of 10 are only women?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, we did better with the COVID vaccine trials, and they were about 50-50. So I'm hoping medicine is moving along a little bit.
And by the way, this is awesome. I appreciate you joining us. And again, Dr. Andrea Clemes, and this is MDVIP. And by the way, you can find the website. Just type in MDVIP, so MDVIP.com, and you'll find all the information there. And there's even a nice little bio of Dr. Andrea there. And this particular Women's Health IQ, there's an infographic that you all can actually go and read and learn more about what we're talking about right now. So it's really great.
It is. And you can even go and take the quiz. Get your answers, find out if you failed like 94% of women, hopefully you pass. And then you can actually get more information with the answers. So you can really learn a little bit more and some tips on how to talk to your doctor. Because I think that's another big problem.
Agree.
Is if a woman feels that they're not really addressing her problems, how do you bring it back to the doctor to say, it's not stress, there's something really wrong with me? And so we have tips on that, too.
One thing I noticed on here, too, that I would have never guessed, that drinking alcohol increases breast cancer. I guess, I mean, maybe you know why, maybe you don't, but I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, there's many risk factors for breast cancer. The other thing is eating fatty foods.
Hmm.
I mean, I think smoking, we would all kind of agree
sure.
that probably increases cancer. But alcohol, never having a child, not having your first period before the age of 12, all of those things increases your risk for breast cancer. And so women who are in any of those groups need to look at that. Actually, overweight and obesity increases the risk of like 16 or 20 cancers.
I didn't
know
that.
So that's something that, so again, you know, being a healthy weight, exercise, what we doctors always say, exercise, eat right, sleep well, and take care of your mental health are all things that are going to help prevent heart disease, breast cancer, you know, lung disease, pretty much everything.
Okay, so maybe I know the answer, maybe I don't. The lung cancer thing you said when we opened up, you know, basically what you said was more women die of lung cancer than they do of breast cancer. Why?
Right.
Why? Smoking? Is it environment? I'm assuming, or is it just women have a tendency to get breast cancer or get lung cancer more than men? Or I don't know. It's the first I've ever heard of this.
Yeah, I'm thinking, and I have to tell you, I don't know that this for sure, but I'm thinking it's because the women's rates are rising, and I think it's mainly due to smoking. And then, you know, smoking increases your risk for lung cancer. And then if you're getting it, it may also be some of it of, is it not being diagnosed early enough? So because, again, symptoms are different. I had a patient once, this isn't lung cancer, but she had some serious stomach issues. And so she went to another physician, not me, and they said, oh, it's stress, it's irritable bowel, don't worry about it, go home. And that night it was so bad, she went to the emergency room, and she was having a heart attack.
Wow.
And she didn't present like a typical, you know, what do you hear, the elephant sitting on his chest, right? There was nothing like that. It was mainly stomach issues and a little bit of nausea and some sweating. And so that's why, you know, physicians need to know the differences in men and women, and patients need to know the difference so they know really how to advocate for themselves.
So, I mean, not getting off on a rabbit trail, what you're saying is we're not the same? You being a woman, I being a man, we're not the same?
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
I'm laughing because we're almost living a day and age. You know, we live in a day and age to where, let's face it, we live in a day and age where there's a lot of folks out there that want to make things equal. And by the way, I think certain things could be and should be equal. But when it comes to things like this, we very much are not. And I think the misconception is that we are, and that's gonna hurt us in this health issues.
Right. And so we really do need studies on, you know, the differences in diseases, the differences in medications, and then educating on all of that. I mean, you know, as a woman and worrying about getting my first mammogram at 40, again, you know, we think breast cancer. And as I've learned about, you know, heart disease is the number one killer and all, it's, you have to change somebody's perception of, you know, what is the biggest worry for them.
Right. Right.
And I think that's just education.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And by the way, that's what we do every Wednesday. All of you listening, you know this. We take an hour out of the week and we talk about health and wellness. The majority of it, actually all of it, Dr. Andrea, is exactly this. We're educating. We're learning. I learn myself. At times I think that, hey, I've got some of this stuff, you know, really down pat. And then along comes you and I don't know anything. Literally.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
This is great. Okay, so let's go back to MDVIP. How do folks get involved in that? How does that work with their local doctor? What do they need to do? Walk us through that, if you would.
Sure. So first step is go to MDVIP.com. And then, of course, you can take the Health IQ quiz, but you can actually, there's a little location box. You can put in your zip code and find an MDVIP physician near you. We have many great ones in your area. And then they'll actually set up what we call a meet and greet so that you can go in. And I think it's important before you sign up with a doctor to be able to say, do we actually click? Do I feel like the doctor understands me? And if it's not the right match, then not that I'm a matchmaker, but if it's not the right match, then you need to find somebody else.
Yes.
Because, you know, I have people come to me asking for recommendations all the time. And, you know, if you're diabetic, some need a stricter doctor who's really going to read them the riot act, and others need somebody who's more laid back. So you need to find somebody you can work with.
Makes total sense. I also see there's a section here for employers. Is that something you want to discuss or can discuss? How does that work if you can?
Can, totally. We work with multiple companies who will offer MDVIP to their employees, use it in multiple ways. Some may use it as an executive perk. Others may use it if they have employees who maybe are higher risk and they manage their own health plans,
okay,
so that they want to get them better care.
Got it.
Or just, you know, knowing what great outcomes we have and what, you know, we save the hospital system's money, we save Medicare money, we, you know, I said we decrease heart attacks and strokes. So all of those good things companies will look at and say, it's a good investment in MDVIP for my employees.
Makes total sense.
And again, you can find the link to talk to inquire more on MDVIP.com.
This is awesome. Dr. Andrea, I appreciate it very much. I've learned a lot. And about the time I think I've got some of this stuff dialed in, I talk to somebody like you and realize that I don't. So I'm glad you're here. And for those of you listening, again, if you need any help along these lines, and I would just encourage you, go check out the survey, look at some of the things they've got on the website. It's MD, so just like medical doctor, MDVIP.com. Dr. Andrea Clemens, thank you very much for joining us. I do appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. This has been great. I appreciate it. And those of you that are listening, please go take that quiz. And this goes along with our, again, extreme auto repair. We talk about cars all the time, car repair, maintenance, and so on. And much like she just talked about a moment ago where, hey, you've got to find a provider that fits you and fits what you're doing in your lifestyle and your health and so on. And some of you need some stricter guidance than others. You know, the same is true when it comes to your vehicle. Not every provider out there is going to be a great fit for you. You need to find somebody that will do exactly what you need done and keep your vehicle lasting the longest, thereby saving you the most money. We've got Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Find out if they're a great fit for you. It's easy. Just go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. I see Al on Wednesdays because he's got a program that he does from 2 to 2:30, so he and I typically will chat when he's done. Al's a great guy, and one of the things that we were talking about today is just the simple fact of how many of you have an advisor, and if you do, when's the last time you heard from him or her? By the way, great question. And what I would say is if you don't hear from them on a regular basis, you should be calling Al. And maybe it's somebody you talked to 10 years ago. They set things up for you and you haven't heard from them since. If that's the case, give Al a call. So he will be there for you. He is that. He's a financial advisor, going to make sure that he's dialing things in for you as you move forward and you head down the road into retirement. It doesn't matter, by the way, if you're in your 30s or if you're in your 60s. Give Al a call today. Find him on klzradio.com. Don't forget about the Great Fleming's restaurant gift cards. Ask him about that. Call 303-744-1128.
These three factors will determine the size of your nest egg in retirement: how much you set aside, what sort of return you get on that money, and the age you start saving. Now, you can't turn back the clock and start saving for retirement sooner, but you can start planning right now, whether you're 46 or 66. Ask Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial how to create a new tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. You've already done the heavy lifting by contributing to your 401k or IRA all these years. Now it would be wise to have another separate investment account funded with after-tax dollars so that in the event of a financial emergency, you don't need to borrow or extract funds that are earmarked for retirement. We have no idea what will happen to the tax code in the future, so make certain a portion of your assets will continue to grow tax-free and generate tax-free income in the future. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to set up a free consultation with Al Smith. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I want to end with a couple of things here today. My son just sent me a tweet that was sent out by Alex Berenson, which if you don't follow him, you should. He's great. He's had really had some great stuff when it comes to COVID and has a much louder and wider reach than even we have here. And by the way, he and I are very much in line with each other. In fact, I've stolen some of his stuff along the line just because he says things in sometimes way better form than I do. Here was his tweet today. February/March of 2020, you don't need a mask. April through December of 2020, you will die without a mask. January, February 2021. No, now you need two masks. March 2021 through June 15th of 2021. Maybe one mask is okay. And he's saying June 15th, 2021, you don't need a mask. Why? Because Newsom said so. Because California's ending its outdoor mask requirement then. He ends by saying, it's science, see? No, folks, it's not science. There's a lot of guesswork that has gone into this. I read the comments on Twitter about what he's tweeting, and there are such dumb people out there. I'm just going to say it as it is, folks. I am so frustrated that we now live in a society where people are as stupid as they are. And I mean literally stupid. I was telling my dad and uncle the other day, I was out in my shop talking to them, and some of the things I read on Facebook or Nextdoor, and I'm a member of the Arvada Facebook group now because I live over in that area. And I'm astonished, literally, by some of the things that I see posted on those sites. And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just making observations. I'm not going to give names out or anything along those lines. But there was a post the other day. I'm not even going to say which platform this was on. But there was a post the other day that I was reading. Charlie will get a kick out of this because he does this daily. Where this is what the post read, almost verbatim. I need to go to the doctor. I have no car. How do I get there safely? In other words, I'm worried I might get COVID on the bus, the taxi, or the Uber trip to the doctor. How do I go see my doctor safely? And the comments back, I literally had to just sit and chuckle at because people are so fearful and dumb. yes, dumb. They've been so misled and don't have enough common sense to go read some of the things that I give you guys on a daily basis, that being the data, the stats, that this particular individual, I don't know if it's male or female, is worried that they cannot get on public transportation, Uber or what have you, and get to the doctor safely. I mean, I almost read that at first and thought, is this a joke? Are they being honest? Is it, you know, they don't know how to get to the doctor? But no, it was a serious inquiry of how do I get on any type of these public platforms and still stay safe, quote unquote. Charlie, by the way, who's been on public transportation all through COVID, he and I both have been coming down back and forth all this time. We've talked about that before. I don't feel unsafe when I'm out in public, but yet there are people, and I don't know the age of this individual. I could almost gather, though, from the conversations that were going on back and forth after that this was not an old person. In fact, I will tell you that I think most old people have done, or elderly people have done better with the mental side of COVID than young people have. Because young people have bought into the fear that's been foisted upon them with what's gone on in COVID. And I like it to this. And the reason why I stuck this ad in, or this article in, I should say, and I may come back to this at some point because this is really something near and dear to me, is back in the day, we had a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And predictions back then were, if we raised that speed limit back up, we'd have some sort of an apocalyptic 6,500 increased deaths with a million additional injuries every year if the speed limits were raised. Ralph Nader even said that history will never forgive Congress for this assault on the sanctity of human life. Yeah, that was Ralph Nader talking about the raising of the speed limit. By the way, none of that came true. In fact, by almost all measures of highway safety, they show improvement, not more deaths and injuries since 1995 when the speed limit was raised back up to 65, 75, 80, depending upon where you are. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported last October that the traffic death rate dropped to a record low level in 1997, some 2 years after the raising in 1995. Moreover, the average fatality rate even fell in states that raised their speed limits. So, folks, my point is this. Don't listen to the naysayers. They're out there. They're going to be out there. They have been naysaying COVID since day one. Wear a mask. Wear two masks. On down the line we go. The reality is none of that, I believe, in the future is going to come to fruition, even when it comes to all this mask nonsense, and it definitely didn't come to fruition with the raising of the speed limit. A good shop is up next, folks, and they want to take care of you, your vehicle. If you've been involved in a collision, which we just talked about a moment ago, things happen, accidents happen. By the way, most of these happen in the parking lots, by the way. So if you need something done when it comes to the repair work on your vehicle, give them a call today. There's three locations to serve you, 720-541-7697.
Al and his team at A Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at A Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A Good Shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, I got about 30 seconds. Dennis, I know you got a quick comment. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, yeah, John. Good afternoon. I just wanted to say the poor individual that's worried about public transportation, you just got to look them in the eye and tell them they're going to be taken out of the lightning bolt. God's not going to take them with corona.
That's a fact. You got that right, yeah. Dennis.
Thanks, Jim.
Well said. No, well said. And he is exactly right. They got more of a chance of dying from a lightning bolt strike than they do of COVID. And again, folks, the dire predictions of the raising of the speed limit back in 1995, I predict will be the exact same thing that's happening right now when it comes to COVID. And we're going to learn a lot here in the not-too-distant future about all the stupid things we've done through COVID, but we talk about that daily, so don't worry, we'll continue to. Richard Battle's going to join us here in just a few minutes. Don't worry, we got the second hour coming up next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.